Welcome to Talks from the Bible. The Bible is God's revelation to humanity. The Bible is a book that has been delivered unto us from the very mind of God. It is God's testimony to us. The Bible is a book which we are to read and study and learn because it is a book that has come from God. Ephesians 3:3-6. How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when ye read ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body, and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. God's plan from the very beginning was that all of humanity share in the saving grace that would come through Jesus Christ. God's desire that all of humanity would be fellow heirs, would be members of the same body, the church, and would be partakers of his promise in Christ. The means by which we become fellow heirs of the same body, partakers of the promise in Christ, is the gospel. The gospel is God's message to man. The gospel is the good news from God that has been delivered unto humanity. We hear, we believe, we obey the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we are saved. We become fellow heirs. We become members of the same body, the church, and therefore we are partakers of his promise in Christ. Paul said that the mystery which he had written unto the Gentile, unto the Ephesians, was by revelation. God had revealed this mystery unto him. What is the mystery? The mystery was that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. God's mystery was now revealed by his Holy Spirit through holy apostles and prophets. At other times, this mystery had not been revealed. It was hidden in the mind of God. There was a preparation stage that was necessary. And in the fullness of time, according to the counsel of God, this mystery was revealed. Paul said that when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. When we read the Bible, we can have an understanding of the thoughts and the mind of God. When we read the Bible and study the Bible, we can know the standard which God has set for every human being. The Bible tells us how we are to live so that we might be acceptable and pleasing unto God and saved in the world to come. God's Holy Spirit has by revelation delivered unto us the divine mind of the Almighty God. We are to read. The Bible is a book that is to be read. The Bible is a book that is to be cherished and honored. The Bible is a book by which we are to live our life, for the Bible is God's revelation to humanity. This revelation came by the Holy Spirit. Paul writes to the Corinthian church, 1 Corinthians 2:9-10. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. The Spirit has searched the mind of God. The Spirit has delivered unto us the mind of God. In previous times, I had not seen, ear had not heard, and the heart had not perceived the things that God had prepared for them that love him. But now, those things which God has prepared for us has been revealed unto us by his Spirit. This revelation is called by us the Bible. We read the Bible because the Bible is the revelation of God. And contained within the Bible, the Word of God, are those things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. We are to love God. This is the condition which God requires for the blessings that have come through Christ be ours. This revelation has come by the Holy Spirit. 2 Peter 1:21. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. The Bible does not contain the thoughts of man. The Bible is not the imagination or the thinking of man. The Bible is not a human revelation, but rather the Bible is a divine revelation. The prophecy which Peter has written did not come by the will of man, but rather holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. God chose holy men, men devoted to Him, men who loved Him, men who honored and served Him, to be moved by the power of the Holy Ghost, so that His Word came by inspiration. The Bible is a book that can be trusted. The Bible is a book that is reliable. The Bible is a book that is true. The Bible is the very Word of Almighty God. The Bible is the standard by which every human heart must conform, to which every human knee must bow, and which every human tongue must confess. The Bible delivers unto us the standard by which we are to live our life so that we can be saved in the world to come. We must not depend upon any work of man, but rather we must depend entirely and completely, utterly, upon the Word of God, the Bible. The Bible is the only inspired book in all the world. The Bible is the only book that has come from the mind of God and contains the thinking of God. Jesus promised the Holy Spirit for the revelation of truth unto His disciples. John 14:26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in My name, He shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. John 15:26-27. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, He shall testify of Me. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with Me from the beginning. John 16:13-14. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. He shall glorify Me, for He shall receive of Mine, and shall show it unto you. In these passages of Scripture, Jesus refers to the Holy Ghost as the Comforter. The Holy Spirit would come to bring comfort. Certainly in the Bible we find consolation. We find hope. We find strength. We find understanding in the pages of Scripture. The Holy Spirit, Jesus said, was the Comforter, whom the Father would send. The Holy Spirit would not come by His own commission, but rather the Holy Spirit would come having been sent by the Father. Jesus said, He shall teach you all things. Bring all things that I have said unto you to your remembrance. He shall testify of Me, and therefore you shall be able to bear witness of Me. The Spirit of truth would come and guide you into all truth. He will teach you all things, bring all things to your remembrance, testify of Me, guide you into all truth. Whatsoever you hear, that shall He speak. He will show you things to come. the purpose of the Holy Spirit coming into the hearts and lives of these men would be to glorify Christ, for he would testify of me and would show it unto you. The Holy Spirit would bring to these men whom Jesus had chosen the revelation of truth. The revelation of truth would be the complete truth, the total truth. The Holy Spirit would guide these individuals into all truth and bring to their remembrance everything that Jesus had spoken unto them. When we read the Bible, we read the revelation of divine truth. We read that which has been delivered unto holy men of God, God's revelation, the standard by which our lives are to be lived. The Scriptures are an eyewitness account. 2 Peter 1, verse 16, "For we have not followed cunningly devised fables, when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty." Peter said, "What we write, we have seen." An eyewitness account testifies of the truth of the matter. These individuals, by whom the Bible was written, were eyewitnesses of the Lord Jesus Christ. They heard with their ear his divine teachings. They saw with their eyes his divine miracles. They were eyewitnesses to the majesty of Christ. 1 John 1:1-2, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us." John says, "We have heard, seen, touched Jesus Christ." We give an eyewitness account of the divine nature of Christ. The Scriptures are an inspired work from God to produce the man of God. The result of the Bible is to produce the man of God. We are to come through an understanding of the Bible, godliness. The Bible reveals unto us the nature of God, the character of God. Therefore, we can become that man of God through this inspired work. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." The Bible is a complete revelation that will bring us into a complete understanding of God. The Bible has been delivered unto us by God through His Holy Spirit unto the holy apostles and prophets, so that we can be completely furnished unto every good work. By following the Bible, we can do only what is pleasing and acceptable unto God, and will become the man of God. 2 Peter 1:3, "According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us unto glory and virtue." Peter said that God's divine power has delivered unto us things that pertain unto life and godliness. In the Bible, we can come to an understanding of life, how life is to be lived. We can come to an understanding of godliness. We develop the godly heart. We become as God, for the character of God and the nature of God has been revealed unto us. His divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. We need nothing else in our lives except the Bible. We need no other word, no other prophecy, no other manifestation except the Bible. Therefore, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and forever. Amen. 1 Peter 4, verse 11. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.